This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Kelly Cravens. She's Veterans Service Officer for the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs offices in Carlinville and in Taylorville. And welcome to the show, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you.
Kelly, we're here today to talk about you recently were placed in this position as the Veterans Service Officer in Carlinville and Taylorville. And if you could, maybe for our audience, just to let them know, what are the duties of a Veterans Service Officer?
What we are here to do is help our local veterans in the area apply for their benefits through the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs. A lot of times, when you deal with a large government body like the U.S. Veterans Affairs, it's overwhelming with the paperwork, and we can slice that and dice that paperwork up for you and help it explain what the VA is talking about and navigate you through the red tape with VA.
And as you said, there are many types of services available. Maybe we could just highlight some of those. I guess some of the biggest would be compensation benefits as well as documentation assistance with the government.
Yes. With compensation, that's when a person has been injured in the service. And what I'm here to do is help you file for the benefits that you deserve. We also have a non-service-connected pension that is for basically elderly seniors who are very low income that have served during a period of war. And sometimes, the VA can come in and help out with some financial assistance. I'm also here to help with education benefits. Our troops returning home from Afghanistan and Iraq, or if they didn't go there and they're still coming off active duty, there are quite a lot of education benefits through the state and federal government here in Illinois that, are really, really a goldmine opportunity. We also have our burial. I can help if a veteran passes, there are burial benefits that can be applied for, as well as a free government headstone for the veteran's grave. So we take you from education, from a young person to maybe an elderly person and try to help along the way.
A question I would have is, you were talking about even survivor benefits. Say a veteran had passed away, if there's a question or maybe something comes up, can you help, say, the widow of a veteran or things like that?
Most definitely. I am always on the look for Vietnam veterans who have passed away from certain types of cancers. There are a lot of benefits out there for widows of veterans, especially if the veteran passed from a service-connected disability. For instance, a lot of our Vietnam veterans are diagnosed with diabetes, and that is considered to be caused by your service in Vietnam. Now, suppose that veteran passes away, and it's, due to his diabetic condition. I have very many times cold called a widow and asked her to come into my office that she has a claim. And, that claim, if the government grants you death indemnity compensation, we call it DIC for short, that's almost $1,200 a month to the widow tax-free, as well as it also extends health care benefits and education benefits, again, in the state of Illinois. The state of Illinois, with their Veterans Affairs, is extremely education-friendly to our veterans. I mean, they're trying to educate veterans as much as they possibly can.
I noticed you also help with matters concerning real estate. Well, what would that entail?
With real estate matters, I guess what the VA would come in with that is, I can help you apply for a certificate of eligibility to apply for a VA home loan through a bank. Also, if you're a service-connected veteran with a disability of at least 50% or higher, there are certain property tax breaks within your county, and you can either go see your tax assessor for this information in your county, or you can come to me, and I'll be happy to guide you through.
You also do referral services, and I guess that's in connection with maybe medical conditions?
Yes. The VA also has a health care system. It's not insurance. It is health care. If you are a veteran who has served honorably and, maybe you can't have a really high income, but if you're in need of medical care, I urge you to come into my office or any one of our offices and apply for the VA health care system. There's no premium. If you are found eligible, you may have a $15 copay walk-in in the door, And if you get VA medications, they are given to veterans for $9 a month, for a 30-day supply. So, and the VA does, it's a mail-in system, and they mail you 3 months' supply for a total of $27.
Final question I would have on something that you also work with is, we've heard of them in several parts of the state, the Illinois Veterans Homes, and sometimes sort of people, I believe, think of those as going back to, say, the World War I periods and the World War IIs, but maybe you could talk about that.
Oh, not even close. Our nursing homes, I like to call them retirement communities, I believe are top-notch. You get more bang for your buck there than anywhere around. Right now, the going rate for a veteran is $929 a month, and that is the most the veteran will pay for his care and his services, or her, at one of our nursing homes. We've got four of them. There's one in LaSalle and Mantino. Those are kind of the northern area. There is our largest home, which is in Quincy, and it's just beautiful. It's a couple hundred acres, and it's very, very nice. And we also have a home down in Anna, Illinois, which is also very nice. It, you know, the thing with those nursing homes is you have so many veterans groups that are in and out providing services, taking time with the veterans, that, you know, the quality of care is unbelievable. I don't think there's ever any problems with those places.
Some veterans in the area, you know, they get medical assistance and things like that. And it's been in the news over the past few years that, you know, they want to try to make it closer to the vets that sometimes have to travel large areas. Can you help in those matters as well?
Not really. I don't have any type of transportation, you know, especially here in Carlinville, or that I've been made aware of. I'm not sure if the Veterans Assistance Commission may have that in this area, but that's not something usually the state of Illinois runs. We do, however, have, you know, the Illinois State Lottery scratch-off tickets that are the veterans cash tickets. Now, those generate revenue that nonprofit groups, you know, like your American Legions, VFWs, or what have you, can apply for grants and possibly have their own type of shuttle service. I mean, I think the grants are given out in, I think the most you can get is $100,000, but they're out there. That money is there for nonprofit organizations to go in and ask for it to help better veterans' lives in our state.
I guess the most important part, if somebody needs to get a hold of you for a particular question or some assistance, your hours in Carlinville, Taylorville, where you're located.
My hours in Carlinville are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm here from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And in Taylorville, of course, I'll be there Tuesday and Thursday. The hours are the same.
And is it appointment or walk-in?
I appreciate walk-ins. I really don't have appointments. You know, it's just basically a walk-in basis, and, you know, I'm happy to see you.
And Kelly Cravens, Veterans Service Officer, would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thank you for your interest in the veterans. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.